أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
اسلام پر اعتراض کرنے والے
Surah says that those people who criticize Islam, they normally bring forth this criticism that the concept of Allah which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, that is a concept of a very cruel and and the one who is always punishing the people. And he also instructs its followers to be very cruel and unkind to the people. And these things are mentioned regarding this life and after the death as well. The punishment of hell will be in the lot of these people. There was a minister or MP in Holland, perhaps he is MP, Huzur says. He has also raised a similar question. And the Pope has also, he has mocked at the concept of God presented by Islam. And some other people as well, whether they belong to any religion or those who totally deny the existence of God, they also say the same thing. They generally present this thing that the God presented in Islam is very cruel and very unkind, and in his being and in his commands there is no wisdom at all, and all the commands attributed to Allah Almighty, God forbid, they are without any reason or without any foundation. And as a result of this thinking, the result is that Islam is a religion of force and which promotes terrorism, and that's why the Muslims also have this tendencies to a great level. The fact of the matter is that these people, the critics, they have neither read the Holy Quran as it should be, and nor they could have understood it, and nor they have tried to understand the message of the Holy Quran, and their hearts are filled with the enmity and hatred about Islam. If their hearts are not filled with hatred and enmity, if these people have a sight of justice, then they would have realized that Allah Almighty has given the proof of its existence, and such examples are given that if their eye of justice is not completely closed, then the concept of God, the beautiful concept of God given in Islam, there is no other concept similar to that, and nor it may be possible elsewhere. In Islam has mentioned about the beauty and the beneficence of God Almighty, in the very first chapter, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has described the beauty and the beneficence from Surah Al-Fatiha, has mentioned in this way, that he says that in the Holy Quran, all the one who is sum total of all the attributes of Allah is the one who is Allah, and all the attributes are there in the name of Allah, so that it should point out to the fact that the name of Allah is truly, it can be understood in that situation as well, when it, then all the qualities to their maximum level are to be found in that one. When every beauty is there, so then the beauty of that God is quite evident. And because of that beauty, Allah Almighty has given the name of Nur, the light, to Allah Almighty, as it is says, Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Arz, that Allah Almighty is the light of heaven and earth. And every Nur is actually reflection of His Nur and light. But in order to see this light, they have to get rid of their sight of which is biased. But those people who are bent upon mischief, and then they have to suffer the consequences of their doing. And Allah Almighty will then take them, instead of taking to the light, to darkness, they will be driven away. But those people who are unable to see the light of Allah in the Holy Quran, then in order to recognize God Almighty, then it is the blame goes to those people who don't appreciate it. They close the doors and the windows of their hearts. If they have to see the light, the beauty of Allah, and the beauty that Allah, Islam has presented, then they have to open up their hearts. And they have to open up their eyes. And so far as the beneficence of Allah Almighty is concerned, the Promised Messiah salatu wasalam says that these beauties of beneficence are so many, and out of all, so many, there are four fundamental things, and the order of that is that the very first beauty is that which has been mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha, which is, says Rabbul Alameen, He is the Lord of all the universe. And that is to say that the rububiyat of Allah, to create something and then to help it develop to its maximum ability, that whatever a man may require, whatever may be needed by him, then according to the need, to take that thing up to the highest point of requirement of mankind, to make it possible, that is the attribute of Allah. And the demands of people are different, their requirements are different, they require different things. And different bodies, and if we take animals, then also according to the species and the trees and other creations, all these things, whatever they require in order to develop those things to the maximum, to the highest point, then He is the one who caters for that. And in all the universe, this attribute of rububiyat, nourishment, is there. And the things in the heaven and the earth, everything is included in that one. Whatever is needed, wherever it is needed, whatever is required for the nourishment and the progress and development of these things, that is granted by Allah. And this rububiyat-e-ilahiyya, and this attribute is actually the developing force for all the attributes which are in human beings and other things. Allah Almighty is the one who has created this ability to progress and to develop. And everything which is evident, which is there, or it is becoming evident, And the one who nourishes all those things and develops them, that is Allah Almighty. But as a favor of beneficence, man is the most important recipient of all this, because man is actually there to benefit from this quality of beneficence. And he has been reminded that your Lord is Rabbul Alameen, Lord of all the universe, so that the hope of a man should increase and he should believe that the abilities, faculties of God Almighty are very vast, and he is the one who can create all these sources and means which are required for that. And the second quality in that order is Rahmaniyat, that he is all gracious, that he is Rahman in the sense that every human being, including human beings, everything created, including human beings, that whatever type of life which a living being is requires, then whatever abilities and things were required, Allah Almighty has provided all that. And the nourishment of the physical faculties and the abilities is required. As the birds, they have the ability to fly, which fly very high and some low, and sometimes they have to confront very strong wind against them. So then their chest has been made very strong to face that. Some special birds, they are specially made for this purpose because they require such things. And similarly, other creations are there. And according to that, Allah Almighty, according to their requirement, Allah Almighty has given them the abilities. And man has got the maximum share of the beneficence of Allah, because whatever he needs, that is provided. And the third attribute is, that is the third stage of beneficence, is Rahimiyat, ever merciful, very gracious. And this is to say that when the supplication and the prayers are accepted by Allah Almighty, and then as a result of that, he saves them from the vices and also from sickness. And this is something which is especially related with human beings. Rububiyat and Rahmaniyat are benefited by other things as well, but Rahimiyat is something which is specially related to human beings. And if a man does not benefit from this quality and he does not recognize his Rahim God, then he is just like animals and stones. And the fourth aspect of the beneficence, which is mentioned in Surah Al-Fatiha, that is Malik Yawmiddin. He is the master of the Day of Judgment. The difference between this and Rahimiyat is that in Rahimiyat, one can becomes able to succeed because of Rahimiyat. One prays to Allah Almighty, and as a result of that, he becomes successful. And Allah Almighty gives him the success and listens to his prayer. And Malik Yawmiddin, the reward is actually given to that. And the fruit of that is given. So this is the concept, beautiful concept of God in Islam, that you should try to recognize and appreciate his basic qualities. And then the beauty becomes very evident to all human beings and a believer. And a mu'min tries to get more and more understanding of these attributes of God. If Malik Yawmiddin has been mentioned, so then it is left to human beings that looking at his beauty and his beneficence, understanding his attributes, he should try to benefit. And if they are going to do good deeds, then you will offer the worship and prayer as well. You will be rewarded for that. And if you do bad things, bad deeds, and the result will be according to that. But Allah Almighty says that the punishment that you will be receiving at the end, every action will be rewarded according to the nature of the deed. So therefore, you try to understand this attribute of Allah and try to get the benefit and the blessing of Allah Almighty. You have to be inclined towards Allah all the time. You should not be increasing in sin. so that you may be punished at the end. And then you say at the end that the God of Islam is the one who is punishing the people. If you forget God Almighty, do not submit to Him. And then you say at the end that Allah Almighty did not show any mercy to us. The God in Islam on one side says Rahman, then He doesn't show mercy to us on the other side. Whatever I may be doing, I should not be punished for that. The man makes laws in this life. So then you have to keep these laws of the punishment in mind. But Allah Almighty, who is wise, who is mighty, who has got all the powers, they want to confine His powers to this thing, that no, God Almighty does not have the right to punish us. And then they go on preaching this concept of their own, that when they say so many things against Islam, they attribute these things to Islam. But those people who are criticizing Islam from among the Christians, the argument which they present, that is, they say that the atonement of their own sin should be obtained, which is not at all wise to say. In the worldly laws, do they follow this principle? In their worldly laws, do they follow the same principle? That somebody does something wrong and the other person should be punished for that. If this is not to be found in their daily life, in their worldly laws, so then it is absolutely foolish on their part to say that they should say the same thing about the laws related to God. But the attribute of Allah, that He is Malik, He is has the quality of Malikiyat, then because of that, it is up to Him that in spite of the thing that that a person can get the punishment for whatever he has done, he has the power to forgive as well. In the worldly laws, we see that if somebody has done something wrong, he will be punished anyway. But Allah Almighty has the power even to punish those sins. And He has declared that My mercy encompasses everything. So the concept of God in Islam, that in spite of having all the power and in spite of being dominant and mighty, still He looks at His people with mercy and kindness, except if someone goes beyond His limit and he transgresses too much. The history of all the prophets tell us that when people advanced in their aggression, then Allah Almighty then definitely punished them. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salam says that once I thought that why there are seven doors of the hell and why there are eight doors of paradise. So then I was given the understanding that there was an extra door of heaven, was of the door of mercy. So the mercy of Allah is dominant, and He shows His mercy to all human beings, to all other creatures. So is it possible that such a forgiving Allah, can the concept of such a God, can it be described as a one who is very tyrant and very cruel and unkind? This is simply the lack of understanding and the foolishness of these people who criticize like that. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that in the name of Allah, all the attributes of Allah, they are all put together. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that nowadays about the unity of Allah, and on the oneness the people are attacking greatly, and the Christians are objecting to this one and criticizing it. But whatever they said or wrote, that they have written about the God about in Islam, not about a God who died and who was crucified. And we say that anyone who will write something about God, he will have ultimately to come to that God which has been presented by Islam, because the laws of nature, each and every item of that points out to that God which is presented in Islam. Last Friday, Huzoor said that I mentioned about the attribute of Aziz, the Mighty, and that he is strong and he is omnipotent, he has got all the powers, and nobody can overpower him. Today, in connection with this criticism, I will mention this attribute once again, that in spite of the fact that he is mighty, but he is not in a hurry to punish the people, nor he is waiting for the time to punish his own creation. His mercy encompasses everything. I would like to add here that the attribute of Aziz, when it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, as I mentioned in my previous sermon, that it is mentioned along with other attributes, except a few places. When the attribute of Aziz has been mentioned, then wherever it is mentioned, wherever the word Hakim, wise, all wise, has been mentioned, Aziz and Hakim together, then every decision he takes, that takes with wisdom. And Sifte Aziz comes into play, and it comes into play with Sifte Rahim, the attribute with Wahab, with Kareem, and so many other attributes of God are there. And wherever the attribute of Aziz has been mentioned, Allah Almighty has mentioned that he is also Zuntikam, he is the one who takes the revenge, or the attribute of Kavi, mighty, is mentioned there. There Allah Almighty has explained the reasons why he is going to punish the people, or he shows his power to punish the people. And about 10-12 times this has been mentioned like this. So if somebody looks with justice and he looks on the in his surrounding, then Rububiyat and Rahmaniyat of Allah, he thinks over that. So it is possible that one should not be having his attention towards Rahimiyat and Mercy. So except for those people who are bent upon rebellion, or those who are committed not to recognize him, so then in spite of the fact that Allah is Aziz and Mighty, but Allah Almighty says that I will deal with such people in the life to come, except for those people who transgressed against the prophets and their followers, and they made the life miserable for them, and made the life a havoc for people. So these people were punished during the life as well. So whosoever is going to break the law of Allah, and he is going to go beyond limits, and he is making mocking at the beloveds of Allah, then Allah Almighty is going to deal with these people and to punish them, so that the nation which is doing like this, if there are some people who can reform themselves, let them reform, or those who are going to come later on, then they may be able to not to laugh at the prophets and make a joke of them, and they can learn a lesson, and they can get a lesson from this punishment, so that it should serve as a benefit for these people. So in that case, Allah Almighty demonstrates his attribute of Suntikam, that he is the one who takes revenge, that so that is to prove that no one can overpower those who are beloveds of Allah, and the wrath of Allah completely annihilates those people. And I give some examples of that. In Surah Al Imran, Allah Almighty says, "Min kablu hudal linas wanzal furqan innal ladzina kafaru bi ayatillahi لہم عذاب شدید واللہ عزیز ذو انتقام. اللہ المائٹی سیز دیٹ دی پیپل پریویس ٹو دس ون اللہ المائٹی ریویلڈ دا فرقان دا ہولی قرآن, بٹ دوز پیپل ہو ڈینائڈ دی سائنز آف اللہ فار دیم اے ویری سویئر پنشمنٹ از ڈیسٹینڈ فار دیم اینڈ اللہ المائٹی از دی ون ہو ٹیکس فل ریونج. So Allah Almighty, He takes the revenge, no doubt, but those who go on repeating their denial of the prophets of God, and if you read it with the context in the Torah and Injil, it is also mentioned there that the basic teaching given to the mankind was to they should worship Allah, but these some people they made certain changes and brought in the concept of associating partner with Allah, and this was the teaching initially that those people who are going to come later on and they are going to get the presence of the Khatmul Anbiya, the chief of all the prophets, but still those people who do not worship and they set up partners with Allah and instead of helping him or believing in him they are opposing him. So then you remember that Allah Almighty is going to punish these people because Allah Almighty is all powerful. Then Allah Almighty says, Ya ayyuhal ladzina amanu la taqtulu sayda wa antum hurum. وَمَنْ قَتَلَهُ مِنْكُمْ مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ مِثْلُ مَا قَتَلَ مِنَ النَّعَمِ يَحْكُمُ بِهِ ذَوُو عَدْلٍ مِنْكُمْ هَدْيًا بَالِغَ الْكَعْبَةِ أَوْ كَفَّارَةً طَعَامُ مَسَاكِينَ أَوْ عَدْلُ ذَلِكَ صِيَامًا لِيَذُوقَ وَبَالَ أَمْرِهِ اف اللہ عما سلف ومن عادا فینتقم اللہ منہ واللہ عزیز ذو انتقام. دس از دی ورس حضور ہیز سائٹڈ دیٹ او یو بیلیورز شکار مارا نہ کرو جب تم ڈو ناٹ کل اینی برڈز اف یو آر ان اے اسٹیٹ آف احرام. دس از دی رولس آف پلگریمیج اینڈ ہو ایور ڈز اٹ نوئنگلی دین دی پنشمنٹ ول بی ٹو آفر اے سیکریفائس وچ از equal to that bird or animal which he has killed, and then they have to go for expiation by feeding the people or to keep fast, observe fast, so that he should taste the punishment, taste of his punishment. But whosoever is going to repeat it again, then Allah Almighty will take revenge from those people, and Allah Almighty is powerful to take the revenge. I am not only talking of the opponents, but I am also taking those things. In the whole Holy Quran, there are only 4 occasions where this revenge is mentioned there. And regarding these people, it is mentioned regarding the believers, that you don't have to do a certain things, and if you do so, then you have to get the punishment for that. And the intikam, the revenge here is not as a person full of hatred does, but the meaning of this is that when you break the law, then you are going to be punished for that. And Allah Almighty is mighty, and He is the one who takes revenge, and He gives the punishment to those people. Then Huzur says, in one place it is said regarding the opponents, in their connection, Allah Almighty says, لا تصب ان اللہ مخلف وعد رسلہ ان اللہ عزیز ذو انتقام. So you do not consider your God that He is not going to fulfill His covenant which He did to His believers. Allah Almighty is the mighty and the one who takes revenge. So assurance has been given to the believers that whatever the opponents may do, but at the end is going to be very bad, because these people have opposed and they have confronted those people who are beloved of God, and Allah Almighty will deal with these people because He is mighty and He is the one who can take revenge. So these are the people who deserve the punishment because of their doings. And this assurance has been given to the Prophet of Allah and also his followers, as it was given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today by the grace of Allah, Ahmadiyyat, the true Islam, those who follow this, the same assurance has been given to them. And Allah Almighty does not break His covenants. As He fulfilled His promises in the past, as today, those people who are opposing Ahmadiyyat, their ultimate end is going to be disgrace, and they are going to be punished for that. So then Allah Almighty says in one place, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهَ وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُضِلٍّ وَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَزِيزٍ ذِي انتِقَامٍ. And the one who is guided by Allah, no one can mislead him. Is Allah not the one who is mighty and the one who can take revenge? Again, assurance has been given to the believers that those people who have their link with Allah Almighty, nobody can mislead them. And the opponents, this is the decree for them, that because of their opposition of the faith, they are going to be punished. And the opposition which they do against the divinely communities. Because they go away from guidance and they oppose these people, the believers, and they oppose these people and they deserve the punishment for that. So Allah Almighty says, Be Aziz in Intiqam, that He is mighty and the one who takes revenge. And those people who believe, they are given the assurance that you should not be afraid of these threats. If you submit to God and if you are begging help from Allah to be guided to the right path, then that mighty God is going to capture these opponents, and He has been always doing like that. For example, Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran the incident of Hazrat Saleh alayhi salam, that the mighty and the powerful God, He destroyed the enemies of Hazrat Saleh, because these people were transgressors, and these people, in spite of the warning given to them, they not only denied, but they also crippled that camel from which they were stopped. Then the mighty God showed His revenge and wrath, and Allah Almighty says, "Kazzabu bi ayatina kulliha, fa akhadnahu akhza azizin muqtadir." That they refused, denied our signs, and then we took hold of these people like a person who is almighty and who is all powerful. So Allah Almighty has drawn the attention of those people, those who are transgressors, that those who are opposing the Prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you should also remain within your limits. And today as well, those people who are transgressing the limits, this is also a reminder and a warning to these people. It is a clear warning to these people that the time of Hazrat Masih, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is now extending to the last day, and the whole time is now the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his greatest lover has given the same message and has spread this message all over the world. So therefore, this joking and mockery and saying such things which are hurting the people, they should abandon that. Otherwise, the mighty and the Qadir and the all-powerful God has the power to catch hold of these people. And then you don't have any surety of your safety. If you have got any surety, then this is your misunderstanding. So instead of criticizing the God presented in Islam, they should, instead of making a joke or criticizing the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they should better pay attention to that God which was presented by Allah, and that Allah who always protected the believers and protected from the evil designs of these people. Do they want to present the concept of such a God who does not have the power to save His beloved people from the enemies? If Allah Almighty has not been like that, if Allah Almighty does not show His might, then there will be complete chaos and disorder in the whole world. And this very reason, the Muslims were allowed to fight back. That is the instruction given to them for the purpose so that they can have a self-defense and they can avoid the disorder. It was very essential that they should do like that in Surah Hajj. In Allah Almighty says, and referring to that, the Promised Messiah says, وَلَوْلَا دَفُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ لَخُدِّمَتْ سَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعٌ وَسَلَوَاتٌ وَمَسَاجِدُ يُذْكَرُ فِيهَا اسْمُ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. That if Allah Almighty this had not this practice with him, Hazrat Masih Maud says that if this had not been the practice with Allah Almighty, that Allah Almighty defends some people against other people, then the transgression would have gone to that extent that all the worship places, the synagogues and the temples and the other worship places and also the mosques of the Muslims where they remember Allah Almighty in greatly, all they have been would have been destroyed. And Allah Almighty says that he is the protector of all the places of worship, and this is the duty of the Muslim, that if they go to any overpower a Muslim state, then they should not be doing anything to their worship places and should not destroy their worship places. They should not be demolished or they should not even be touched. And this is the same thing which we understand from the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These tell us that whenever a commander was appointed to go to any country, he was always under the instruction that he should the worship places of the Jews and the Christians, he should not have to do anything with the worship places of these religions. So this tells us very clearly that Islam is far away from the teaching of bias, and how Allah Almighty protects the synagogues and the churches just as the worship places of Islam. So, but Allah Almighty has not liked that Islam should be destroyed from the attacks of the non-Muslims. He has permitted the defensive battle. In order to have a self-defense, he has permitted the Muslims to take up the weapon and fight back. So in this situation, in order to establish the world peace, shouldn't be there permission to take up the weapon in self-defense? If these critics, they are attacked in this way and they are tortured repeatedly, would they not take up the weapons? They have the factories to build the weapons and the modern weapons they have. And these armies which are fully equipped with the, these equipments and these are the countries who have these weapons in such magnitude, so many weapons, and these are the people who are objecting to this teaching of Islam. Is it not right that in order to suppress the unjust action, if this permission to fight back, is it not full of wisdom and based on wisdom? Allah Almighty says that just as being cruel, I do not show my might against these people. But those people who do bad things to my people, and when they are transgressing in their, advancing in their aggression, and doing that, then I am there always to defend my own people. So far as the understanding of this attribute of Aziz for Muslim is concerned, Allah Almighty says, فَإِنْ زَلَلْتُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْكُمُ الْبَيِّنَاتِ فَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. Allah Almighty says that to the Muslims that if you turn away, that after the clear signs have come to you, then you should remember that Allah Almighty is the one who is always dominant and with full wisdom. So if you, after, in spite of the fact that you believe in these signs, but you do not act accordingly, and you are dwindling in their faith, then, and when Allah Almighty gives you the power, and you make a misuse of that power, and you do not take care of the rights of the human beings, fellow beings, so then you remember that there is a mighty God over you who is going to capture you and punish you for these overdoings, and he can even snatch these rights and take back these rights from you. So you have to follow the commands of Allah and believe in Him all the time and always try to strengthen your faith. Allah Almighty has given you the opportunity that you have believed in such Aziz and Hakim God, and each and everything that He has given you is full of wisdom. If you are not strong in your faith on this Aziz God and Hakim God, and you are not acting upon these attributes, and you are not paying attention to the duties of fellow beings, then you may be punished for that. And when the punishment comes, then it will not be because of any zulm or any unfair thing against you, but it will be because of your own doing. So this is the concept of Aziz and Hakim God given in Islam, which Allah Almighty has mentioned in the Holy Quran, that not to say that Allah Almighty does anything unjust and unkind to the people. Today, this is the responsibility of each and every Ahmadi, that all these allegations which are brought against Allah Almighty and Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they should try to present the true concept of Aziz and Hakim, a God, to the people, who is so beautiful and so beneficent. And if he is so like that, so then he does not catch hold of anybody by force, but he only punishes them when they actually commit some sins and aggression. And Allah Almighty punishes these people in order to establish peace and goodwill in this life. This is the message that we have given to these people, and we have to reject these allegations. There is also a message for the Muslims that if you believe in Aziz God, the mighty God, who the concept of which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, but you should remember that this command is also there, that when signs are shown, then you should not be slack in your faith. That Aziz and Hakim, the concept of that God will be complete only at that time. That when you also, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the follower of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his coming is also because of Aziz and Hakim God, who he has given him the promise of the dominance of religion, of Islam. So this claim and this statement made by the promised Messiah, you should think over it. This is all from God Almighty, and this is from Aziz God, from Hakim God, and He is the one who is going to give us dominance. May Allah enable the Muslims to understand this point and also enable us to convey the message of Islam to all corners of the earth, so that we are able to witness the days of the victories of Islam. Huzur says that now I would also like to mention something by way of requesting for prayer. For some time ago, I had a problem with my gallbladder, and doctors have made a check. And previously, you used to hear that there was a proverb that the cure of teeth is in extracting it. Now the doctors say that the problem of the gallbladder can be removed by removing it. So the advice of the doctor is that so in the next week there is going to be the operation to be carried out. So please pray that whatever is the life, Allah Almighty make it very active for me, and always enable us to follow the path of his pleasure and his blessing.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiru ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله